I would like to welcome everyone to our annual Siyum on the Masechta that we learn. It's a great kavod for us, for Rosh Yeshiva to grace us with his presence at this Siyum like he does very often during the year. And it's a kavod for us that the Mashgiach and the Manal Yeshiva, for the Rebbeim, who are the lifeblood of the Yeshiva, nothing would happen. It's they who inspire the Bochum to reach the goals that they did. I want to welcome all the parents who partner with us in what you see here tonight. Almost 240 Talmidim Knei Ahara learning, steiging, becoming true Eidei Hashem. So I want to welcome the parents to this Siyum. I want to welcome the Rosh Chabura, who take care of the Chaburas in the afternoon, for Meir Simcha and Rav Yosef Singer, Rav David Rubin, and the Rosh Chabura at night time, Rav Israel, and Rabbi Ephraim Rosenberg, and they're the ones who made the Siyum possible. So, to all of you, Bruchim Aboyim, welcome to our Siyum. I would like to share with you briefly a few introductory words which I say every year, but I feel that they are necessary to be said. So even though I'm being repetitious, for those of you who were here last year, I feel I need to say it. The Ikkar of the Yeshiva is the Iyun Masechta, the learning the Iyun, in the Ayin to the Sugyas, that's the Ikkar. But we also feel that Bochum have to amass Yediyas, and every Shia finishes a Masechta besides the Iyun, different Masechtas in Shas. And on top of that, there are some Bochum, 94 Bochrim, who took upon themselves to finish the seven designated parochim of Matziah, and many of them finished the whole Masechta. It's really an incredible feat to do that, because it's all done on their own time. It's done during the afternoon, the evening. You can come to the base medrash at night time and the lights go off. And if I come into the base medrash, all of a sudden everybody runs. They're running to the yeshiva base medrash, to the classrooms, because they want to chabarai in another omer, another daf, another hour. The hasmada is unbelievable. The bochum learn during their free time, during lunch, during breakfast, anytime they can squeeze in to be able to finish this tremendous accomplishment that they made. However, I want to, as I do every year, mention that there are many Bochrim who learn with the same hasmada and the same enthusiasm and the same excitement, but they rather devote their energies to learning more Be'iyun, to Ma'ayin and the Sugya, and rather than learning more Dafim, they want to learn more Be'iyun. And they deserve just as much credit, but it's very hard to measure, to gauge that, since it's such a not a concrete thing. The Bochum who finished the Masechta didn't just learn the Masechta, but they took Bechinas on the Masechta. They on every part of the Masechta they finished, they took Bechinas. They were written by Rabbi Israel, marked by Rabbi Israel, and we gave our prizes, incentives to those Bochum who did well. And there are people here in the audience who would like to remain anonymous, but they have contributed very much towards the funding of these prizes, which is quite a lot of money. It's a minute yeshivas to do this. I said last year I spoke to the son of Reuben Gusovsky, who was an old man already, and he told me that in Baruch Be'er, his father Reuben was in charge of the Bechinas, and I said, did you give out prizes, and of course, they gave out money to those brachim who did well and those in their bechinas. But there's one more thing I would like to add, and the Gemara says, Gemara Shabbos, that a buyer, when a bracha, a Talmud finished the Masechta, he made a yomta for the whole yeshiva. Because really, it's a yomta for the whole yeshiva. Because that bracha who studied and who grew and learned and finished the Masechta is because of the Ruach, the Hasmada, it was created when he walked to the base of Medrash, and there's a Kol Torah, and there's an Alvir of Hasmada, and there's an excitement that gives an incentive and inspiration to that bracha to finish the Masechta. That's what inspires him, and therefore they deserve also credit. It's a yomtov for the whole yeshiva. It's a yomtov for all of us, for the whole mechina. So it's a yeshakaya to all of you, to the Masaimim, to the ones who learned, who gave the Ruach, and created this matzav where Bachim can steig and grow and learn the whole Masechta. It's for us a great covenant, as always, to ask Rosh Hashiva, Shlita, to give us a great bracha.